Today on Gardening in a Minute, solar lighting in the garden. You can conserve energy outside the house as easily as you can inside, and solar lights are a great way to start. Solar lights use cells to convert sunlight into electricity, which is stored in batteries to illuminate the lights when it gets dark. While solar lights will work in almost any landscape, fixtures should be placed where they'll get adequate sunlight. When installing your solar lighting, watch out for any landscape features, like vines, shrubs, or trees, that may obstruct or filter sunlight. And keep your solar lights clear of dirt, bird droppings, or anything else that may keep sunlight from reaching the units. Most solar lights have no wires and are easy to install and maintain and will pay for themselves with energy saved. For more information about solar lighting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, you pick farms. U-Picks are farms that allow visitors to pick their own fresh fruits and vegetables. What's available from U-Picks changes from season to season. In the spring, pick strawberries, beans, or tomatoes. In the summer, blueberries or grapes. And in the fall and winter, citrus or persimmon. U-Pick produce often has more flavor than produce found in the store because it's fresh and ripe. Products are often quite cheap, and the hunt is fun for the whole family. Dress comfortably and be respectful of farm rules. If you can, bring your own containers in case the farm doesn't provide them. And next time you're on the road and you have a few extra minutes, follow the signs to the nearest U-Pick for some fresh, locally grown fruit or vegetables. For more information about U-Pick farms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tree pruning for hurricanes. We've all seen the destruction hurricanes can wreak on Florida's homes and landscapes. To minimize your chances of getting hurricane damage, hire a certified arborist to prune your trees before the hurricane season. The arborist will remove dead branches that can fall on houses, cars, and people. They'll shorten overly long branches and eliminate branches with cracks and those that are poorly attached to the tree. Branches with the same diameter as the trunk will be shortened and the outer edges of the canopy will be thinned, making your tree less likely to be blown over. Low branches that are close to the roof should be removed or shortened as well. Be sure to have your trees evaluated by a professional every 2 years. For more information about pruning trees for hurricanes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, patio planning. Patios are a wonderful way to expand your home into the backyard. These typically open-air paved spaces can be a place to relax, hang out, or even cook. Think about what floor material you want to use for your patio. There's concrete or something a little different, like bricks, pavers, or flagstones. Determine your power needs for reading, cooking, or lighting the garden and plan accordingly. If you have a barbecue grill, chimney, or other fire component, decide where you'll place it. If you'll spend time on the patio during the day, you'll probably want some shade from a tree, umbrella, or pergola. Another thing to consider is furniture. Provide adequate seating for your guests or just you and your family if you want a more intimate space. For more information about patio planning and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cottage gardens. Cottage gardens were first grown by English serfs, and their eclectic nature reflects their origins. Cottage gardens mix tasty fruits, vegetables, and herbs with useful flowers and other plants. These gardens are known for their use of all available space. The original cottage gardens didn't include flowers, but today's versions revel in a riot of colorful blooms. Cottage gardens have a whimsical feel that comes from curvy, wide borders, asymmetrical plantings, and fun features such as statues or fountains. Because of their natural look, cottage gardens may appear chaotic, but they're organized to contrast the color and texture of plants as they overflow with a mix of perennials, vines, and edibles. Some classic plants for the cottage garden suited for Florida include climbing rose, morning glory, lavender, and dianthus. For more information about cottage gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.